Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Loayza County naturalist Lana McComb about some plants to avoid coming in contact with while hiking around conservation trails.
While people are out about enjoying some of the great outdoors that we have here in Southeast Iowa, what are some plants that they should look out for and not interact with?
So the three big ones that we always talk about are wild parsnip, poison ivy, and stinging nettle. Those are the biggest ones. Obviously, there's plants with thorns and things that you might not want to interact with, but those three big ones can cause quite impressive skin irritation if you get into them.
Besides skin irritation, is that kind of the biggest danger that comes with these three plants?
Yeah, the thing with any sort of plant interaction with your skin is that everybody reacts differently. So some people, when you talk about poison ivy, for example, say, oh, I can walk through poison ivy and I don't even get it. While other people might, you know, touch clothing that's touched poison ivy and get a reaction. So part of what makes them annoying is that you don't really know how you're going to react until you get into them. But it's nice to try to avoid it to begin with.
Right, for sure. And I guess the other thing with these plants is where do they normally grow in Iowa?
So all three are found pretty much corner to corner in Iowa. Poison ivy and stinging nettle tend to be in more wooded areas, often wooded areas that have been disturbed. So maybe an area where a trail has been cut through or edge habitat where it's been mowed, but in general woodland areas. And then parsnip is found in open sunny areas, but again, areas that have been disturbed. So mowed ditches, mowed prairies, that's where you start to see wild parsnip popping up.
Is there like a severity to itching, or is it just kind of a rash, or what could people kind of look out for if they think they've come in contact with the plant?
Yep, so the most mild of the three plants that we're talking about is stinging nettle. It tends to be, I liken it to the reaction that you might get if you touch fiberglass. You kind of have an irritation, it's a little itchy, it's a little stingy, but a good wash with soap and water generally takes care of it. Unless you have, you know, particularly sensitive skin, stinging nettle is kind of a non-issue. Poison ivy is the next one up. That one, depending on how much oil you get on your skin, it could be just little bumps that are itchy, but poison ivy can go all the way up through blisters that kind of spread on your body. So that one you do have to watch out for. And soap and water will again work if you know that you've touched it and you go right inside and wash soap and water. With soap and water, you can get some of those oils off of your skin. And then it can be treated with things that are as simple as a baking soda paste or purchasing calamine lotion. Any sort of itch cream can really help with poison ivy. Though some people, like myself, if I get into the poison ivy, I do often have to go get steroid shots to help treat that poison ivy. So it just depends. And then wild parsnip is by far the most reactive of all of these plants. The oil that is in the plant reacts with the sunshine, and it can cause big blisters, almost like burns on your body. And that one, again, for most people, can be treated with like a topical cream with a topical anti-itch medication. But some people do have to go to the hospital for that one. It just depends on where it is on your body, too. If it's on your feet, it's a little bit easier. If for some reason it got up onto your face, It might be a more severe thing that would require you to go get checked out by your doctor.
Yep, and then it also kind of depends upon how you kind of react and what your skin's like.
Correct.
And a lot of different things.
Yep, and then I always, especially now, remind people about the dangers of burning to make sure that you know what you're putting. If you're perhaps gathering plants for a bonfire for the 4th of July, or if you're just burning your ditch for maintenance, if you're burning something like wild parsnip or poison ivy and you inhale that, that can really cause some issues. So it's important to take the proper precautions. And if you're planning for a fun bonfire, just make sure that none of those plants are involved in your bonfire.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Loayza County naturalist Lana McComb. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.